Welcome to the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Show. Here you will find a variety of podcasts from authors, bloggers, and speakers ready to encourage you on your daily journey. I can't wait to get started, and now let's listen to today's show.
This broadcast is brought to you by the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Hi everyone, and welcome to Peaceful Mom Talk. I'm your host, Mariana Chambers. I'm an author, a mental health counselor, a parenting coach, and a homeschooling mom of three. I'm passionate about helping moms just like you nag less and nurture more, all while building a closer bond with their kids. Let's get started. Hello everyone and welcome. This is Mariana Chambers with an episode of Peaceful Mom Talk. Today, we're going to talk about compassionate parenting. One of the reasons I wanted to start the Peaceful Mom Talk podcast is because I kind of feel like there's a dangerous movement in today's culture. I call it the bad mom movement. There are movies out there, memes, dedicated Facebook groups, comedians telling jokes, and all kinds of things in pop culture about being a bad mom. And it just makes it seem like being a bad mom is actually a good thing and something to be proud of. But personally, I don't think being a bad mom is something we as Christians should strive for. In fact, I believe that peaceful parenting is godly parenting. Now, that being said, I feel like there are a lot of misconceptions out there about peaceful parenting. For example, recently I was in a Christian mom Facebook group, and a young woman in there posted in the group discussion, "Hey, have you guys heard about this gentle parenting thing? It's basically where you give your kid anything they want and you never discipline them." And I'm thinking, no, that is absolutely false and not at all what peaceful parenting is about. Now, I really shouldn't have clicked on the comments to see what they were saying, but like a moth to a flame, I couldn't resist. And you know what? The comments were just as misleading as the original post. Several people on there commented with things like, "That's the trouble with kids these days. Parents let their kids walk all over them and they let them get away with anything." Here's the thing. Gentle parenting doesn't mean absence of discipline. Here's what it does mean. It's discipline without shame. It's connecting emotionally with your child so they don't act out in the first place. It's encouraging them to be who they are and express how they feel without any judgment. It's modeling respect. If we don't show our children respect, how can we expect them to respect us? And peaceful parenting is absolutely compassionate parenting. In the Bible, there are many examples of when Jesus showed compassion. For example, in Matthew 20, Jesus met two blind men. When he heard them calling out for him, verse 34 says that Jesus was, quote, moved with compassion. And you know what he did? He touched their eyes and he healed them. Over and over in the Bible, God shows compassion on his children. And I believe that he expects the same from us as parents. He has given us these children to love and nurture. And I believe that he expects us to show compassion when they need it. I want to share with you a personal story about something that I learned firsthand recently. The other day, during my quiet time, I read about the story of when Jesus fed the 5,000. Now, this is a pretty well-known miracle that Jesus performed. Most people have heard of this story. But before Jesus fed the people, he actually intended to go and find some seclusion and rest. So the Bible tells us that Jesus and his disciples got in a boat to find some solitude. But when they reached their destination, when the boat reached the shore, instead of isolation, they saw a huge crowd of people. Let me ask you this. Have you ever wanted to be alone, but a crowd of people needed you? Like your kids? I know, I've been there. Mark 6:34 says, "When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things." See, Jesus didn't feel annoyed with them. The Bible doesn't say that when Jesus saw the crowd, he felt angry. Even though he was craving alone time, he had compassion on them. And guys, this realization hit me like a ton of bricks. I mean, really. How many times have I been interrupted? How many times have I felt annoyed by a child who needed something when I was trying to cook dinner or trying to get something done? How often do I feel angry when I'm craving me time, but one of my kids needs me? I begin to pray that the Lord would just help me to be like him, compassionate when I see my kids, just as he felt compassion when he saw the crowd. So, as it often happens when we pray prayers like that, a few days later, I was given an opportunity. Now, just to give you a little context, my husband works from home, and I work from home some of the time. On this particular day, I was downstairs working, while my husband and our three kids were upstairs. All of a sudden, I heard my son and my toddler get into a huge argument. And I should probably pause here and tell you that I do have my son's permission to share this story. Anyway, they were arguing. He was yelling and screaming at her and calling her every name he could think of. I immediately stopped what I was doing. And I was furious. I marched up the stairs and I was so angry. I thought, how dare he treat her that way? Once I got to the top of the stairs, everybody else saw the look on my face and they quickly left the room. I was ready to let him have it. Then I noticed my son sitting on his bed, knees to his chest, and tears streaming down his face. Almost instantly, my heart completely changed from anger, and I was filled with compassion for my son. Instead of letting him have it like I had planned to, my heart broke for him. I invited him to climb up on my lap. Initially, he said no, he thought I was mad with him, but eventually he crawled over and climbed in my lap. Holding him close and rubbing his back, I didn't say anything at all. I just held him. Within a few minutes, words started flowing with his tears, and he poured his heart out to me about some things that had been on his mind, some struggles that he's had with the adjustment of having a new baby. I won't go into all the detail, but he talked and he cried while I held him. I just wiped his tears and validated his concerns. I assured him that the things that he felt, the things that he was feeling, they were completely normal and okay. Once he had finished talking and calmed down, we talked about how it's okay to feel angry. It's totally okay to feel angry. But it's not okay to yell and scream at his sister. He decided to apologize to her, and they hugged and made up. And you know what? The rest of the day, he played happily with her, and they got along just fine. Now, this was a huge aha moment for me. When it was all said and done, it was like a light bulb moment. If I had marched up the stairs and let him have it like I had wanted to, like I planned to, I would have totally missed out on hearing his heart. Not only that, but he would have felt worse. He probably would have felt resentful towards both me and his sister, which would have probably led to further acting out. I am so thankful that God heard my prayer and intervened in my heart that day. How often do we as parents rush to discipline and miss out on the deeper issue? How often do we punish for external behaviors when something bigger is happening internally? How often do we drive a wedge between ourselves and our children instead of building connection? Now, I'm not telling you this story so that you'll think, wow, what a good mom she is for not losing it on her kid. No, by all means, I'm not the perfect parent. I am a work in progress, just like everyone. I'm telling you this story so that you'll think, wow, if God can do that in her life and in her heart, then he can do it in mine too. Friends, God is able. If you've been struggling with feeling angry or losing your cool or even yelling at your kids, if you've been feeling overwhelmed by all that's going on in your life right now, if your kids have been pushing your buttons, if you feel so drained at the end of the day and you don't know how you'll make it through another, if you're struggling with guilt for how you've handled situations with your kids in the past, if the enemy whispers to you that you're a failure, I've got good news for you. Today is a new day. Today can be the start of a new chapter in your life. You can't change the past, but you can start today and change the future. You can turn to God and ask him to give you a heart of compassion. If these words resonate with you and you want to begin parenting more peacefully, would you pray this prayer with me right now? Dear God, I want to thank you so much for my children. They are so precious to me. I thank you for giving me the honor of being their mother. I want to parent them in a way that honors you. Your word says that you are compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in love. Help me to be more like you. Lord, fill my heart with compassion for my children. Today, I make a commitment to parent more peacefully. Please work in my heart and change me into the mom that you want me to be. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, if you prayed that prayer with me today, and you'd like additional support on your parenting journey, or if you'd just like to drop me a line, please visit peacefulmomtalk.com. You can view today's show notes, as well as learn more about resources available to moms just like you. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time. You've been listening to Peaceful Mom Talk with Mariana Chambers. If you enjoyed this podcast, I'd love it so much if you'd take a moment to leave us a rating and review. It may seem like a small thing, but it really helps. You can also visit us at peacefulmomtalk.com, where you can find out how to connect with me on Facebook, Instagram, my blog, and inside my private Facebook group for Christian moms on a peaceful parenting mission. I pray you've been blessed by today's show, and I hope you'll tune in next time. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Show Network. Be sure to connect with the podcaster and join us on social media as well. This podcast is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Visit our network at ultimatehomeschoolradionetwork.com and be sure to subscribe to our weekly e-zine for great offers and specials for our special e-zine subscribers.